Track 10, and here are the last few news stories for this week. This headline is Tales of the Riverbank. A celebration of rivers took place at Newton Abbott's Town Quay last Saturday. The event, organised by Mike Pulliston, was to show the importance of rivers and how they're the lifeblood of the ocean. "It was brilliant and powerful day for myself and all those who've attended," said Mike. "The energy from all who gathered at the Town Quay was stimulating, and the river looked splendid in the sunshine with the various wildfowl close to us. We had people saying a few words about their connection to rivers, some excellent poetry recitals, and evocative river songs from the South Devon singers." The event was followed by a procession led by green spirits and water beings to open the Mike's Ocean Connections at the Maltings Tap House Gallery.
Gasworks. Drivers in Newton Abbott are reminded that a key road in and out the town will be closed next month. East Street will close in October. The closure is to allow Wales and West Utilities to replace the existing metallic gas pipes with close to 400 metres of new plastic pipes. Devon County Council's interactive roadworks map shows the start date to be October the 7th with an anticipated completion date of December the 13th.
Time travelling at the museum. Leatherworking, train building and map making were all part of the fun at Newton Abbott Museum as it celebrated Heritage Open Day earlier this month. Held on Saturday the 14th of September, the day was part of a nationwide series of events that explored how people and ideas have moved around and come together throughout history. "It really was a well-attended and popular event," said Kate Green. "Thanks to Brick Ideas, the young and not so young budding engineers were able to design and build working trains out of Lego, and leather worker Bill Smelling was on hand demonstrating the craft, and we also had a selection of old leather objects from our collection here at the museum." Costumed interpreter, researcher and author Lady Catherine transported visitors back in time to the Tudor age, and 800 years of history were available to explore at St Leonard's Tower, which also opened its doors to visitors for the day. There are some accompanying photographs. Certainly the gentleman surrounded by his pieces of leather tends to look like something out of the repair shop, but very authentic. And our author in her Tudor age dress also looks certainly of that era.
And finally, if music be the food of love, then play on at Abfest. Amazing chefs, brilliant music and lashings of real beer all helped to make this year's Abfest another resounding success. The charity Beer, Music and Food Festival was celebrating its 20th anniversary at Fermoy's Garden Centre last weekend with a fantastic lineup of live music, cooking, demos from top chefs, including Michael Caines and Jack Stein, a food and craft market full of local artisan producers, and a massive selection of beers and ciders. Originally formed to raise money for repairs to the parish church and held at Abbott's Kurzweil Cricket Club, Abfest has raised over £260,000 for local charities and good causes, which isn't bad for a festival organised and run completely by volunteers. Highlights of this year's event included a musical night of the classics with the Torbay Symphony Orchestra, who got proceedings underway, and the fun family dog show, Dogfest, on the final day. And there's a couple of pages of pictures, the two that appeal to me. There's one with a chap who's tapping the barrels, ready for discerning drinkers of real ale. And there's a lovely picture of Eloise Tippy from Ipple Petals, wearing flowers in very autumnal colours in her hair. And that concludes the news stories for this week.